stock picks to end off with. David, what would you be looking at this evening?
Just on the semiconductor, I like NVIDIA. It's AMD. If you've been watching Advanced Micro Devices, I think it's up another 13%, you know, just making headway while Intel is going in the other direction. But I think it's good for all, you know, the gap that Intel's going to make is going to be made up by other semiconductor companies. And I think I liked NVIDIA. It's a very advanced semiconductor company. And I looked at all the analysts' reports today. There are 40 people that cover it in the U.S., and about 32 or 33 of them are positive. Only two sells. So that's good enough for me. Haven't read all 40 reports.
No, I was just about to say, have you read all 40?
Yeah. Slacking off here, David.
Yeah.
And Wayne, yours is Standard Bank. So,
yeah,
so
look,
going
it,
back
it's
to the
really
beginning of our chat, really.
Yes. It's really South African banks. And I know it's a unloved sector, but there is true value in it. And I mean, in Standard Bank, I only really picked them because they came out with their results today, and it says that, you know, earnings didn't go to zero, earnings didn't disappear, earnings are between 30% and 50% down for a 6-month time period, and yet the shares are down 40%. So there is a lot of inherent value in those shares. I know the outlook doesn't look, I know that the South African economy is in deep trouble, but you know, there's far more negative in the share price than what the reality is going to be.
Okay. David, Wayne, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us, as always. David Shapiro is from Sasfin Securities. Wayne McCurry from F&B Wealth and Investments. We'll be back tomorrow night with Stockwatch at 6:40. Have a good evening. Yes.